you're on to your fifth album now, you're writing material for that. Is there a release date in the can for that?
I would say I haven't got an exact date. I would say probably end of the year, maybe next year, early next year. I'm kind of writing all of this stuff at the minute, trying loads of different sounds and just getting a feel for what I actually want to do. So I'm not rushing it. I'm kind of taking my time.
Yeah, definitely. Because you've had a bit of musical experience in the past number of years. You've obviously done a bit of classical and obviously pop as well. Which, at the end of anything, in terms of genres, would you sort of want to do a bit more of?
I kind of want to kind of continue doing, if it's possible, I want to kind of continue doing them all and kind of merging them all into my career so that it becomes kind of part of my thing, that I do a bit of the both styles. But I love singing an up-tempo dance number with a dance routine as much as I do singing Ness and Doma. You know, they're both so different that it's really exciting that I'm able to put that in my set list.
So in terms of Soundwave 2013, what can we expect from you on the day?
It's going to be a fun show. It's quite an energetic set. You can have a bit of a dance, you can listen to a slow song, you can hear a bit of the opera. It's a real mixed set of all of the material that I've done over the past couple of years and off the latest album, Here's What I Believe, which came out in September. So, some new tracks that people probably won't have heard yet as well.
Perfect. Well, I'm really looking forward to that. That's the end of August, Soundwave 2013. I look forward to seeing you on the day, Joe, and good luck with that, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.